And we're back. Kate Kelly here with you. It is Kate's Corner. Thanks for joining me today. I have a very, very special guest today. It is Chief Deputy Carrie Pfeiffer. She is from Linn County Sheriff's Office, but she does so much more. She has spent 20 years with the Missouri Department of Corrections. She is currently Chief Deputy with Linn County Sheriff's Office. She's the Agency Coordinator for Special Olympics Missouri, which she's been involved in for over 18 years as a Regional Coordinator and an Agency Coordinator. And she is really involved in this organization, and that's what we're here to talk about today. Hi, Carrie. Thanks so much for being here. I appreciate your time.
Hello. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you've been involved for 18 years with this amazing organization. Tell us a little bit about what Special Olympics Missouri is and what the Polar Plunge is about.
Well, Special Olympics is a year-round program that provides sports, training, competitions to children and adults with intellectual disabilities.
What's the Polar Plunge about and what takes place during the Polar Plunge?
People can get involved with the Polar Plunge. They can go to our website, which is www.somo.org/plunge, where they can either join a team or register as an individual, or they could just donate to anybody that's on there if they want, or just donate money, period, to the program.
So they can either sponsor a team and help them reach their goal, or they could, if they're an individual and they don't have anybody that they know about, then they can just donate money directly to the organization?
Correct, yes. Or they can also be volunteers and they can come help and just donate money that way as well.
And, you know, that's wonderful for some people, too. Some people don't have the financial means, but they're able to give in so many ways with their talents and their time. And, you know, time is really valuable, too, and I'm sure that the agency would appreciate people that are interested in volunteering.
We would.
You spent over 20 years with the Missouri Department of Corrections, and you got the staff involved, but you also got the offenders involved. So let's start with the staff. I saw you guys outside raising money.
Yes, we stand at the stoplight. I want to say this year was our fifth year standing at the stoplight raising money for Special Olympics, and the first couple years, you know, was a little rocky. I mean, we did raise a decent amount, but the last few years we have extremely raised quite a bit amount of money to help with Special Olympics.
That's fantastic. And, you know, and now the money that is raised, that you guys raised, does that go towards Department of Corrections sponsorship? Is that?
Well, it actually goes to Special Olympics, but it helps. So Chillicothe Correctional Center gets the credit for it, but also Chillicothe Police Department helps as well. So we divide the money between us and then their secretary that works at the police department.
Oh, that's a great group of people too.
They are.
They are a great group of people too. They're always, every time I call them, they're here.
They're here.
And same with the Department of Corrections. They have been amazing. I mean, we had a couple of weeks ago. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. They had a personnel event going on, and two of the guys came down from Cameron and brought me biscuits and gravy for breakfast.
Oh yeah, I saw that. That was really nice of them.
That's the kind of people. Those are the kind of people that work with the Department of Corrections and you know, in our law enforcement agency. So I mean, I couldn't believe you drove me all the way down for biscuits and gravy. So imagine what they're doing for Special Olympics.
Yes.
During the plunge, what exactly happens? Because this is going to be my first year doing the plunge, and I have questions. I'm a little nervous. It's like, what do you have to swim? Do you get hosed down? What exactly happens?
Well, normally people think of a plunge in like a pool or a lake area, which we used to have that. But since we're not able to do that anymore, when we moved it to Chillicothe, we have a big drop tank that the fire department is so generous to donate to us. So we fill that up with cold water from the fire hydrant, and it's about, I want to say, 2,500 gallons of water. So you can jump in it, walk, stand in it, or whatever you would like to do.
I think I can stand in it. I think I can do that part. I don't know about the jumping, but the standing, I think I can do that. One way or another, I'm getting in that water this year.
Well, go back to your, I think you asked me a question about the offender plunge.
Yes, there were the offenders at the Chillicothe Correctional Center. That you said this was the second annual plunge for them, and what a great idea! I mean, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I got an idea from a Special Olympics conference that I attended, and I thought that it would be a great idea. I know that the staff really helps out a lot with Special Olympics, so I to style. Well, what would it be like if we could get the fenders involved? So we had the first plunge last year, and we raised about $490, I believe, and we didn't have quite maybe 20 to 30 offenders. And then this year, we the fenders with their own money donated over $1,000, and we had 67 plungers. But they also used a drop tank as well, and so they jump in it, dive in it, swim across it. They just have a good time. I think it's what you make out of it, of the drop tank. I know a lot of people don't like the drop tank, but it works and it's fun and it's. And really the reason is for a good cause, you know, because it is for Special Olympics. The fenders participated in their second annual plunge during the snowstorm. So it was cold, snowing. So they really got the full effect of what a plunge is or should be.
And they raised this year
$1,000.
$1,000. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
So I think about, so we have about maybe four plungers, but we have a lot of staff that volunteer that don't plunge.
That's just as important. Yes. The volunteer time is just as important.
They can contact the prison, which they do now have a new assistant coordinator, and his name is Captain Melty, so they can ask for him, or they can call myself, which a lot of people have my phone number. So
awesome. That's fantastic. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
You can get online to register for the plunge. You can buy souvenirs early if you would like. And just remember, registration starts at 11:30 on Saturday. We have a small costume parade. We also have a peewee plunge for the ages 4 to 9, and they start plunging at 12:30. And then 1 o'clock will be our main plunge, and that's for ages 10 through adults.
And that website is somo.org/plunge.
And if you don't want to plunge, you can just come out and support those that are plunging.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you today, and I thank you so much for being here and for all that you do in our community.
And thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We'll talk again for the next event that you get involved in. And that was Chief Deputy Carrie Pfeiffer with the Linn County Sheriff's Office and also the Agency Coordinator for Special Olympics Missouri. She is the one putting together this event for the Department of Corrections and for the Special Olympics Missouri. Make sure to check them out at somo.org/plunge. We'll be back in just a moment.